Welcome to another episode of Rodis Live. Let's get it.
They call him
Welcome to Rodis Live. I'm your host, Rodis. Today, this episode is all about the glue, the cohesive X factor to an album, the sequencing, the creativity, the flow, the delivery. What makes an album great? The intangible element. And that's the glue, y'all. And the glue that I'm talking about is the skit. So it's all about the skits today on Rodis Live. I got skits from independent artists. I got some skits from albums that I worked on. I got some well-known skits. And I got skits that's my favorite. So that's what we're talking about today on Rodis Live. The glue. The cohesive bond. The skit. Let's get it. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Storytelling enhancement. That's what's popping. Comic relief. That's what's popping. Character building. That's what's popping. Social commentary. That's what's popping. Transition and pacing. That's what's popping. Memorable quotes and catchphrases. That's what's popping. Behind the scenes vibes. That's what's popping. Risk of overuse, that's what's popping. Evolving formats, that's what's popping. Cultural time capsules, that's what's popping. The Notorious Big is the Rodis Live What's Popping artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
Welcome back. We're here on Bad Boy Television, and I'm Trevin Jones, and I've been conversing with the Mad Rapper. And quite frankly, he's very mad. We're going to try to find out why. So we'll take some questions at this point from our studio audience. Yes, ma'am. Please stand and state your name and where you're from.
Hi, my name is Shay, and I'm from New Rochelle. And I just don't understand. Why are you so mad?
Yeah.
Like, what are you so mad about?
You want to know why? First of all, you can't be asking me no question. You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck is you? You know what I'm saying? You can't be asking me no question. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. You know what I'm saying? These niggas is making $500,000 videos. You know what I'm saying? They driving around in hot cars. You know what I'm saying? They got bitches. They got all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm still living with my moms. You know what I'm saying? That's my word. You know what I'm saying? I'm making records. I ain't made no money yet. This is my fourth album, yo. I ain't made a dime yet. This nigga made one album. He making wild records. That Ready to Die shit, it was alright. You know what I'm saying? That shit was alright. It was cool. But my shit is more John Blaze than that. I got John Blaze shit. And they not recognizing. They not saying I recognize. And fuck is that? Who is you to be asking me questions? You know what
I'm saying? I got to talk. I got to tell what I feel. I got to talk about my life as I see it.
Biggie. This goes out to you. This goes out to you, and you, and you, Biggie, you. This goes out to you. This goes out to you. This goes out to you, and you, and you. Your reign on the top was short like leprechauns as I crush so-called Willies, thugs, and rapadons. Get in that ass quick, fast like Ramadan. It's that rap phenomenon, Don Dada. Fuck Papa.
got to call me Francis MH. White intake light totes, tote iron. Was told in shootouts, stay low and keep firing. Keep extra clips for extra shit. Who's next to flip on that cat with that grip on rap? The most shady, Frankie baby. Ain't no telling where I may be. May see me in DC at Howard Homecoming with my man Capone drumming fucking something. You should know my stilo. Went from 10 G's for blow to 30 G's a show to all G's with O's I never seen before. So, Jesus, get off the notorious. Peanuts before I squeeze and bust. If the beef between us, we can settle it with the chrome and metal shit. I make it hot like a kettle get. You're delicate. You better get who sent you. You still pedal shit. I got more rides than Great Adventure.
Biggie, how are you gonna do it? Do it.
Kick in the door, wave in the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, wave in the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, wave in the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, wave in the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. On your mark, get set. When I spark, you wet. Look how dark you get when you mark for death. Should I start your breath or should I let you die? In fear, you start to cry. Ask why. Lyrically, I'm worship. Don't front the word sick. You cursed it, but rehearsed it. I drop unexpectedly like bird shit. You herbs get stuck quickly for royalties and show money. Don't forget the publishing. I punish them. I'm done with them, son. I'm surprised you run with them. I think they got cum in them, cause they nothing but dicks. Trying to blow up like nitro and dynamite sticks. Mad, I smoke hydro, rock diamonds, that's sick. Got paid off my flow, rhyme with my own clip. Take trips to Cairo, laying with your bitch. I know you playing, you was rich, fucking prick. When I see you, I'ma kick in the door, wave in the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, wave in the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, wave in the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, wave in the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. This goes out for those that choose to use disrespectful views on the king of NY. Fuck that, why try? Throw bleach in your eye. Now you're brailing it. Snatch that light shit, I'm scaling it. Conscience of your nonsense. In 88, so more powder than Johnson & Johnson. Tote steel like Bronson. Vigilante, you wanna get on, son? You need to ask me. Ain't no other kings in this rap thing. They siblings, nothing but my children. One shot, they disappearing. It's ill when MCs used to be on cruddy shit. Took home, ready to die. Listen, study shit. Now they on some money shit. Successful out the blue. They lightweight, fragile. My 9 milli make the white shake. That's why my money never funny. And you still recouping. Stupid, 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 stupid.
That was the Notorious Big with the Mad Rapper skit and Kick in the Door. That song is on Notorious Big's sophomore album, Life After Death. It's available on all streaming platforms. So, when you compose an album or creating an album, you basically concising a story or a theme. So when you're doing this, you want all of the elements to gel together. So you want the story to climax all through the album. You know, you want it to be a little funny, a little serious. You want some concepts. You want people to get, you know, your point of view from the album and everything. And then at some points of the album, you just want to talk and let somebody know without any music or anything like that. You just want to give a live play-by-play so people can understand where you're going. And then another thing is you want the sequencing of the album to be smooth. So sometimes you can use skits to transition to other songs and everything, like little intros and stuff like that. And then sometimes you want to make something that people can repeat, quote, Most importantly, you want to make something that's unforgettable. You want to have replay value. And then you want people to feel like they're getting a sneak peek of the creative process behind the scenes. That's what you want to do. But you don't want to oversaturate your album with skits, but it all depends on you. So like maybe every 3 songs, depending on how long the album is. Sometimes skits can make albums more tolerable because you don't want to hear no boring album. You want to get something that's going to make everything gel and keep your attention. So that's the purpose of skits to me, or to get a point across. You know, a skit is like an evolving format to the album, just like I said in the What's Poppin'. You know, it's just helping every topic grow with the transitions and everything. And most importantly, yo, skits are cultural time capsules. Like I said, you know, there's some skits on this episode that's almost, let me see, 35 years old, 40 years old, 20 years old, 25 years old. And I got some skits from platinum artists, well-known artists, artists that you never heard of, you know. So we're going to get it cracking today on Riders Live. You know, a lot of these skits is creative. Some of them are popular. Some of them not so popular. Some of them you heard. Some of them you might not have heard. But what I put together is going to keep your attention. And what I want to do is I want y'all to laugh. And hopefully I pick one of your favorite skits from an album. You know, unfortunately, one of my favorite rappers, I don't got no skits from him on here. But when I drop the mic, I'm going to let y'all know who that is. And, yeah, so let's get into it. This skit right here is from Warren G.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, can I speak to D.I.? Who was that?
Who is this?
Who was this?
You calling here.
You ain't got to get smart with me, girl. What's wrong with you?
Is this Cheesy Weezy?
Hey, check this out. Who was this?
Is this Cheesy Weezy?
Who was this?
Is this Cheesy Weezy?
No, check this. This G-Dub. Who was this?
This J-Dub.
Yeah, this J Dub. Who is this?
Hi, Warren.
Hey, what's happening?
Hold on.
Hey, hey. Guess what?
What?
These nuts.
Stupid.
This skit right here is from the Lox album, We Are the Streets.
This is a message for all thirsty niggas trying to get a record deal. Please beware.
Yo, who that?
Hey, yo, it's Sheik, baby. What's up?
Sheik who?
From the Locks, nigga. You know who the fuck I am, that nigga.
Oh, Looch, what up, my nigga? What's going on, man?
What's up, Jay Jerkin,
nigga?
Hey,
yo, who this nigga?
I'm for the nigga, man. I'm for my nigga Jay Hood, man.
Jay Hood
is off the meat. What's up, dog? Nigga, chilling, you all right? Yeah, how you?
This is my sister right here, man.
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah, you Jay Jerkin, nigga?
Word up.
Now, see the 5-carat gold link down to the dick, nigga, jerking you, nigga.
This nigga's
Coney, nigga, Cuban, nigga, you see it, nigga.
Let me hear something. I see you got the wave spinning and all that with the shag, the crazy shag and all that. Let me hear something, money.
Hey, yo, don't sleep, because if you sleep, you dreaming. And while you dreaming, your bitch getting pumped
up. Hold on. You got him signed. What kind of deal you got?
Yo, he signed to me right now.
I can't do it. You know, you my man and all that, but I can't even do no business.
We're going to work out a little something. You know what I'm saying?
I'm on my label. I'm raping you records. If he signed to you, then I can't rape him. I buy that contract out for $2,500 right now. We work something out later.
We work something on the side. I'm feeling that.
I'm going to get on. What's up, money? You want to sign? Sign right here, man. Sign your name.
Just sign it, man.
Congratulations. And you're the first artist on Rolling. You record your Rolling.
Rolling, baby.
Can you dance? Can you dance? A whip? No doubt. I'm going to get you the Honda Civic. Couldn't sign at a better time.
About to blow, huh?
And you about to blow. Hell no, you ain't about to blow. I'm about to do my album right now. I'm going to write the first four singles. All that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to rake your publishing. Rake your marketing. I'ma rape the budget. Your bag of flavor, bitch, at a show. I'ma rape her. I'ma rape everything, nigga.
Anything you can think of,
I'm gonna rape you, baby. If you get any artists, I'ma rape their royalties. Raping you records, baby. The first artist, baby. Raping you. We'll be raping you.
No matter how hard you try. After you sign, you cannot escape the rape.
Hey, if you bought the Slim Shady LP, this is one of the dopest skits right here. And a Slim Shady LP is a dope album. And they only gave Eminem 2 mics in the source. They fronted on them.
Call this motherfucker. Oh, fuck yeah. Give him a piece of my mind. Piece of my ass.
Thank you for waiting. May I help you?
Oh, thank you. I need to make a collect call.
What number?
Oh, the number is 6-2.
At the tone, please say your name.
Kenneth Kniff from Connecticut. Automated piece of shit.
Yo.
Hey there, cock boy.
Who's this?
This is Ken Kniff.
Who?
Ken Kniff from Connecticut, little bitch.
From Connecticut?
Yeah, you wanna get
somebody in Connecticut.
You wanna get a hotel room with me?
A hotel room?
Yeah, you want me to lick your ass, Eminem?
Yo, who is this, Kate?
You want me to fucking melt in your mouth and not in your hand? Melt in your ass, you little cock boy.
Yo, shut up, you little bitch.
Oh, you think I'm lying, huh?
This skit is from Ghostface and Raekwon from the Purple Tape.
Niggas is fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, man.
Alright. You know how niggas be biting and shit. Niggas be biting mad styles and shit for niggas, man.
Yeah.
So I be hating, man. I can't stand a fucking biting ass nigga when you use your lines all ahead of time before you even get a chance to shine on your own shit.
So, you know what I'm saying? Now niggas be killing me though, son, because, you know, they be coming with your words and shit. They hear you say one word, then here they come with the word, trying to flip it and bounce it and shit on some bullshit.
Yeah.
Not sounding right, first of all, and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Boom. But then you got niggas, son, on the rail. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is biting off your album cover and shit.
Yeah.
Boom, bad enough, they biting lines like niggas killed me when they came with some not. Niggas bit off a nine shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, niggas caught his little album cover, boom, then I did a nod to that shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, what the fuck, man? It's like these happy-go-lucky niggas, man, when they get on, man, they want to pop a little champagne.
Well, like I said,
you know what I'm saying? Every time you see him, you know what I'm saying? Like, front on the front for me, man. You gonna play that role, man. Play it,
it's
though.
Like this, man. Niggas, man. Niggas know not to fuck around with this shit, though. I don't give a fuck how nasty
nigga
gets.
Nah, son. Let me tell these niggas something, God. I don't want niggas sound like me. on no album. You know what I'm saying? For real, because I'm approaching nigga, man. For real, man. I don't want nobody sound like me, man. For real, son. You know, bad enough, nigga. I don't want nobody sound like nobody from my clan, man. Keep it real. Get your own shit, man, and be original.
Hold up.
That's all, man.
You be a better man.
And you're going to come out your own way. Whatever how you going to take it, man. Fuck it.
Hold up.
This skit is from Chicago Sleepers, Mixtape Volume 1, The Hustle. Let me know if you recognize any voices off this skit right here.
What's up, family? I got that Chi-Town Sleepers. What's up? Just a salt buck.
Come on, player. Chill out with all that, man. I'm a salt buck, man. I'm on a 7-day bus pass, and it's cold out here.
Man, come on, man. You ain't gonna support?
I'm up, y'all.
All right, pimp. It's all good. Hey, shorty, come here. I got that Chi-Town Sleepers. It's just a salt buck, man. What's up?
Man, I finna waste my $10 on no bootleg CD.
Come on, shorty. Hey, come over here. I'm going to let you listen to it right now. Come on.
You got a CD player?
Yeah, I got one over here right now, shorty. Come on.
All right, let me listen to it.
This is an interlude from the Chicago Sleepers mixtape. They snapping on here. And they name dropping. They bogus.
Today at 6:01 p.m.
Yeah, nigga, don't think it's a motherfucking privilege to be calling your voicemail. Ain't nobody finna split your ass. I'm the one that should be splitted. When you receive this message, lose my motherfucking number, because a dick wasn't shit and you ain't shit either. And you gonna miss the taste of this pussy, so get all the hair out your mouth, bitch.
Sage message. Today at 6:08 p.m.
Your motherfucking ass ain't never available when a motherfucker wanna holler at you, but when you want somebody to come over there, you know what? I ain't gonna even get up into that bullshit. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. You take this motherfucking rap shit serious. You, Rodders, Gotti, all y'all motherfucking asses ain't shit. I'm getting tired of talking to the motherfucking voicemail. You know what the hell I'm talking about. You be knocking on my motherfucking door bed and shit. When you get around your motherfucking friends, you try to act like you cool as hell. But that's okay, because you gonna need me to get on my motherfucking knees. And, you know what? Like I said, you better be glad I don't want to say all that shit on the motherfucking phone. But that's okay, nigga, bitch ass.
Your message will be saved for 30 days.
This skit right here is from Big Pun off of the Capital Punishment album.
Niggas is going down. Punisher be taking their ass out.
X-Men take out the Punisher.
X-Men baby stuff, homes. All their castles and powers ain't shit. Punisher the real dope, homie.
Word, I seen a 7-foot-tall white Terminator nigga with 20 guns on my roof just the other day.
Punisher be taking out all y'all stupid heroes. He be saying bam, 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 bam. Take out that nigga, bam, 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 bam.
Now this right here is from my man Black Rob. This skit is one of the funniest skits. I think this might be my favorite skit of all time right here.
Yo, this is crazy.
Still tired.
Come on, man.
Come on, y'all. You gonna drive and smoke?
Yeah, I just want a little bit.
That back here, man.
Yeah, smoke. Y'all. Yo, what's going on? What's this? Oh.
Yo, put that out, man. 5-0 coming. Oh, put that down.
Man,
put that
you got your license, right?
Yeah, I got my license. I'm straight.
You got the registration?
Hell yeah.
Man, got a horn out.
Good afternoon, fellas.
How you doing, officer?
All right, how you doing?
We okay.
Hey, look, can I see your license and registration, please?
Okay, what do we do, officer?
Yeah, what you do, you done 135 miles an hour for 79. Let me see your license and registration.
All right, is it all right if I get in my pocket and...
Hold up, put your goddamn hands right here.
Say, officer,
hey, look, goddammit, I ain't talking to you. And who's this goddamn Gomez fella you got in the back seat up there?
He's a friend of ours.
You find something so goddamn funny, don't you?
I'm saying, officer.
Hey, look, Willie, come on up here. Cover these boys.
Come on, man.
They're looking funny. You got any guns and drugs in his car?
No, sir.
You ain't got none of that?
No, sir.
You got to have something in here. Oh, I smell goddamn marijuana all the way from down there.
Come on, listen, officer, man, listen.
No, you listen to me. You listen to me.
Officer, I'm Black Rob.
Black Rob, how you doing? I'm White Cop. Now get the fuck out.
Now this skit right here is from my first album, Riders the Hunt Side.
You have no new messages and 9 saved messages. To play your message, saved messages, Friday, April 4th, 8:28 p.m.
Riders, what's up? This is Mario. Hey, you can reach me on my cell phone at 708-359-6350.
Saved message, Saturday, 7:16 p.m.
Hey, Riders, what's up? Y'all just hit.
Saved message, Saturday, 7:27 p.m.
Yeah, Rado, your motherfucking ears know I've been calling you all motherfucking day. You ain't calling me back. Holler back, nigga. You know who I am.
Saved message, Saturday, 7:36 p.m.
Tonight, this is Robin. I was wondering if you come to my dance today. Cause I really want you to be there. Hope you come. Bye.
Saved message, Saturday, 7:42 p.m.
Yeah. Right, what's up, niggas? Though this is my work, man. Over here in the field, probably taking shit. I'm taking your shit. I got a crowd of motherfuckers around, G. Everybody, man. Who is that? Let them know. That's my nigga from the 100. You know what I'm saying? You gotta hit me back, man, to come through with a bundle. Bring a bundle of your shit, man. So you can pop some motherfuckers off. Now we do it. Holler back, though. 100.
Saved message, Saturday, 7:42 p.m.
Rodgers, this is Birdman. Anybody?
Saved message, Saturday, 7:45 p.m.
Yo, what up, Rodo? The Wild Foul Yodi. This is your boy, CeeLo, man. Me and Baby Al, we got some bust downs over here, man. Come get up with us. You know, if you don't fall through, that's all right, though. The more the merrier. Holler at your boy. 100.
Saved message, Saturday, 7:52 p.m.
Come, Rodgers, this is me. I don't know where you at, but I know you better find me quick and in a hurry. You ain't in no studio. That's your good lie that you use all the time. Motherfucker, find me. Peace.
Saved message, Saturday, 8:10 p.m.
Yes. Dad, I did. Is this Saturday? Am I not there?
This skit is from NWA when they was beefing with Ice Cube, and they was going back and forth, so this NWA taking a shot at Ice Cube.
A message to Benedict Arnold. No matter how hard you try to be, here's what they think about you.
Hello, I was at the Celebrity, and I was wondering why that punk Ice Cube was crying after he got his ass beat by ATL.
Yo, the nigga was saying he's from Compton. He ain't from Compton. He was from a planet called Punk. He was fed pussy protein and pearl tongue.
Yeah, I was at the New Music Seminar in New York, and I watched that punk motherfucker run while the rest of his homeboys got their ass beat.
Hello, I'm calling in to say since Ice Cube is sucking so much New York dick, could he come and eat some of this Chicago pussy?
I smell pussy.
Yeah, nigga, when we see your ass, we gonna cut your hair off and fuck you with a broomstick.
Think about it, punk motherfucker.
I think Cube might have got the message. So he came back on his debut album with the drive-by.
And now, the drive-by.
Yo, money, the motherfuckers around the corner is tripping, man.
What's up, man? What they doing, man?
Yo, man, I just don't like those motherfuckers.
All right, man. Look, let's get in the car, man.
All right, yo, man. Yo, just smoke.
There you go. All right, turn off the headlights, man. Turn off the
Turn the radio down. Turn the radio down. Little time, motherfucker. Let it go. What's this? Hey, yo, man, roll the window down.
Wow. We finna get these motherfuckers.
Hey, man, what's up, nigga? Yo, this is Willis Lynch, my nigga.
Shoot that motherfucker, man.
Outside the South Central area, few cared about the violence because it didn't affect them.
You want some cool merchandise? Well, you want to go to RidersLivePodcastStore.com. Also, we have t-shirts, hoodies, and drinkware accessories. You just shop, pick out what you like, and your orders will come straight to you directly. Also, subscribe to the Riders Live Podcast. It's on all streaming platforms. You can even listen on RidersOnline.net. You can get my music from the link tree. You can access my merchandise store. And you can listen on all streaming platforms right through the link tree. So subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify for Podcasters, Google Podcasts, and Good Pods. And you can also leave a review on RidersOnline.net. I appreciate everybody who's been listening to the show. Keep tapping in for great content and episodes. Thank you. We dropping a mic on Riders Live. If you're an artist, whether you're a rapper, an R&B singer, a comedian, a writer, just remember to be creative. Don't be afraid to push your creative limits and boundaries. And remember to give people a piece of you that they can identify and connect with you. Know what I'm saying? People, they tend to gravitate towards you when they can identify with you, if they feeling you. You know what I'm saying? The artists that I left out and I feel like they got some of the dopest skits is Redman. I dropped the ball on that one. I love Reggie Noble work and he got some of the best skits. I think he funny, not like a clown, but I think he funny and creative. One of the dopest dudes to ever grace the mic. Make sure y'all like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. Episodes drop at 12 midnight every Friday, like clockwork. Go get some podcast merch at RidersLivePodcastStore.com. Don't forget to go to RidersOnline.net, where I have the audio and video episodes if the video is available. And yeah, thanks for listening. I just wanted to do something different and creative. Y'all let me know if y'all liked the episode and what was your favorite skit from the show. Until next week, peace, y'all.